Yeshaya, who Isaiah 59:1, and it reads, "Behold, Yahuwah's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither the king's ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your Elohim, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Why? For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity, your lips have spoken lies, your tongue has muttered perverseness. None calls for justice, nor any pleas for truth. They foolishly trust in vanity and speak lies, and they conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eats other eggs dies, and that which is crushed breaks out into a viper. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. With peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goes therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us. Neither does justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at the noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears and mourn, soar like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far off from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us. And as for our iniquities, we know them. And transgressing and lying against Yahuwah and departing away from our Elohim, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice stands afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth fails, and he that departs from evil makes himself a prey. And Yahuwah saw it, and it is pleased him that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay. Fear to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, to the island he will repay recompense. The islands he will pay recompense. So shall they fear the name of Yahuwah from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. For when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Ruach of Yahuwah, the Spirit of Yahuwah, shall lift up and stand against him. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and to them that turn from transgression in Yaakov, says Yahuwah. As for me, this is my covenant with them, says Yahuwah, my Ruach that is upon you. And my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of your seed, nor out of the mouth of your seed, says Yahuwah, from henceforth and forever.